Welcome back to Drama Analysis, the podcast where we break down the latest chaotic developments in the Dungeons & Drams saga.
And boy, do we have a lot to unpack this week. We are looking at Chapter 34, titled Stakeholder Engagement.
Which, I have to say, is a 10 out of 10 title. I thought we were getting a corporate boardroom meeting, maybe a little negotiation.
Instead, we got a literal interpretation of the word stake. But let's set the scene. It's midnight, 16 Marpanoth. We are in an upside-down tower, and Gabbage, our beloved Gabbage,
is going full Dracula mode.
Full Dracula. The reveal that Gabbage is a vampire hits hard right out of the gate. We have acid arrows flying, we have mist forms, and we have poor Tuki just trying to survive in a flipped bedroom.
You know, the combat dynamics here were fascinating. You have the environment working against them because gravity is reversed, and you have an enemy who was an ally 5 minutes ago.
Right. Dizon the Red's reaction perfectly encapsulates the party's panic. Holy hell, did you know your friend was a vampire? That's a valid question for a wizard simulacrum to ask.
And Zahn is useless in a fight, but essential for the plot here. He needs his book to fix the machine, but he's terrified. I love the tactical layering here. Doug is trying to consult Volo's Guide to Ghosts, essentially checking the wiki mid-fight.
We've all been there. Does sunlight work? How about running water? Which leads to some great improv from Delnis.
The wall of water. Such a smart move to create a choke point against a mist form creature. But we have to talk about Tuki.
Oh, Tuki, the gnome, the myth, the legend. He finds his moment, he lowers the tinted shades, he delivers the one-liner.
There are worse things out tonight than vampires like me. Cold, absolute ice in his veins.
It's so cool, but then Dizon immediately calls him out on the practicality of it.
Yeah, Dizon essentially says, maybe don't wear sunglasses in a pitch black dungeon while trying to shoot a shadow monster.
It's the perfect D&D moment, flavor versus mechanics.
Exactly. You want the rule of cool, but you're rolling with disadvantage because you can't see. But this leads us to the comedic centerpiece of the chapter, the misunderstanding, the stakes versus stakes debacle. Zahn, being an illusion wizard, decides to help by conjuring meat.
A 2-foot pile of delicious cuts of beef. I love that his first thought when asked for steaks was, they must be hungry vampires, or maybe we are barbecuing.
Yeah, Doug having to clarify, wooden steaks, and Zahn going, why is the English language like this? Just call them sticks.
But this actually highlights a really cool high-level mechanic. Zahn is likely using illusory reality, right? That ability where illusionists can make their illusions real for a minute.
Spot on. It's the ultimate improvisation tool. He realizes the mistake, shifts the illusion to wooden stakes, and then, bam, makes them real matter. But the tension ramps up because Krintas, their tank, gets dominated.
That turned the tide. You have the white Krintas turning red-eyed and attacking Delnis. It's pure chaos. The water wall is wavering. Dizon is in a trance trying to finalize the spell.
And this is where the teamwork theme really shines. Chapter 34 is all about disparate abilities combining into a finish move. Dizon creates the ammo, the stakes, but he can't aim them.
Enter Doug.
Doug the sorcerer. He sees 1,000 wooden spikes floating there. He uses telekinesis. He curves the bullet effectively.
It's a railgun of wood. Delnis drops the wall at the perfect second, and they pincushion Gabbage against the door.
We also have to appreciate the blatant reference to the movie Blade during the finish. Some mother lovers are always trying to ice skate up that hill. Iconic.
It really grounded the action movie feel of this recap. But beyond the humor and the cool spells, there is a lingering theme here of corruption. Gabbage wasn't just a monster. They were a friend. And seeing them mist away or get pinned down, it's heavy.
True, and the fact that Krintas was so easily turned against them, even momentarily, shows how fragile their alliances are in this dungeon. But they survived.
They did, and they ended on a pun.
Well, that went medium well. Incredible!
It wraps up the chapter perfectly. A mix of terror, tactical brilliance, absolute absurdity with the meat pile, and a dad joke to send us home.
That is Dungeons & Drams in a nutshell. What a chapter!